Ottawa Public Health investigating a caterer for a salmonella outbreak that hospitalized three children. And this is involved with the Tiny Hopper Daycare Center in Kanata and three West End schools. What can you tell us about salmonella poisoning in children?
Well, salmonella is usually caused by food contamination. And the most common food that tends to be contaminated is eggs, usually coming from the chicken itself. Even a normal-looking egg, the surface of the egg, can be contaminated with this bacteria. Most of the time, this bacteria doesn't cause overly severe illness. It's what we see with traveler's diarrhea as well. It tends to be salmonella that does that. And although salmonella can be linked with typhoid, the salmonella that we see in North America, especially foodborne, is not typhoid-like. It's not really that kind of severe disease. Most people weather the storm, they get diarrhea, and it goes away after a couple of days. It's what people tend to say, they have stomach flu or they got food poisoning, that kind of thing. So the issue, though, is where it came from. And I could pretty much tell you, Steve, that it's unlikely that it came from the actual kitchens itself of this place. It's likely their supplier, where they got the food from, provided some contaminated food and got involved in the processing. So you really have to follow the chain in order to see where this came from. But from my understanding is this particular food provider had excellent inspections. They were really above board with regards to how they took care of their kitchens. So we have to really look at where the food actually came from, arriving at the kitchen and then prepared.
Okay. Public Health says it's going to be informing parents at these schools, and we'll be interviewing anybody who thinks that they may have been victims of salmonella. Stephen McLean Public School in Riverside South, Turnbull Academy on Fisher Avenue, Jean Paul II Elementary School in Stittsville, and the Tiny Hoppers Daycare in Kanata. Thank you, Dr. Dworkin.
You're very welcome, Steve.